Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want.
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Harsh.
Welcome, world. Welcome. It is the Honey Suite, the third Tuesday of the month of March, and we are presenting Crushing After Dark. Yeah, it's official. We got Crushing After Dark right now. I'm going to go ahead and get into my playlist. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what's going to go on tonight and then some. Here we go.
Out your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright.
All your first.
imperfections. Give your
I'm
welcome back to the Honey Suite, Crushing After Dark. I am Miss Crush Hearts, and I have some type of feedback going on. Let's see if I can fix that real quick. In the meantime, in between time, you can hit me up, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that 1 and join in the conversation, because we are definitely ready. I'm ready. So, first of all, let me give a shout-out and a special thank you to my guests last night, Big Wolf Papa and Damiachi, for both coming in and sharing their story and talent with us. Very awesome. Cool people to talk to. If you missed Musically Inclined last night, visit us, phonefantasyradio.com, and check out the playback, because that's how we do it on Phone Fantasy Radio. So right now, this has been a conversation long time coming. It really has. I recently made the awesome decision to change from Friday night, from Thursday night to every third Tuesday, Crushing After Dark. I think I was taking on too much. I think I was just taking on too much, and I decided to not take on so much. So that's where we at right now. Tonight's topic, threesome, moresome, when three is in a crowd. You know, they say one, two, three is a crowd. This is when three is in a crowd. This is when three is a good thing. In some aspects, it's a good thing. I believe that it is the groundwork to knowing if you're freaky, if you are a freaky person. Because for you to actually engage or even consider having a multiple sexual relationship with somebody, then you have to be, that should be the basis of being freaky. Why not? I mean, you mentally are open-minded, I think. You're willing to explore, you're willing to experience, you're willing to, you know, like I said, it's just the basis. There's more that goes into it, but that right there, I think, will be the basis of having a threesome, of being freaky, of beginning, of being open to the different dynamics that a threesome can offer. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. By all means, join us, 805-830-8320. The chat room is also open. But there's one particular aspect of threesomes that I want to hit is, are threesome sex relations every man's fantasy? We always hear that. That's every man's fantasy, to have three women at a time. I think I'm sexually open. I have experienced threesomes and moresomes. And I don't know. You know, now that I sit down and I think about it, and I got the mindset of being open-minded and being uninhibited, I think, I don't know. It's so many more aspects of it, but I want to hear from the guys. Is a threesome every man's fantasy? Really? I don't think so. I think you have to be a certain type of person to want to be in a relations with yourself, your significant other, and an outsider. I'm not going to call him a stranger because it don't have to be a stranger, but they'll be an outsider. What you think? Give us a call, 805-830-8320. We are on Facebook. As we talk, I'm hitting Twitter up at Phone Fan Radio. So if you want to send me a message there, you sure can. I'll definitely get the tweet. I can retweet it, and we can talk live. Isn't that awesome? I think so. Okay, so tomorrow night is the Fantasy Limelight. We have Neo Soul Songstress Takiya Anderson coming in the building, you know, all that good stuff. Shout out to Russ and all our good peoples out there who haven't made it to the show just yet, but we are still going to keep it moving. So that's what we're talking about now, threesomes. You got the male on male and the female situation. You got the male, female, female situation. And you got the female, male, male situation. Or you got the female, female, male situation. And I added that because there are women out there who like threesomes, who enjoy threesomes, who want to be a part of a threesome. But like I said, there's many aspects to it, and we'll definitely hit some tonight. Our question right now, are threesome sex relations every man fantasy? Call in, 805-830-8320, and let's chop it up. Let me know what you think. Right now, I'm going to take a break and play some good old music, and we come back. We're going to continue this conversation. And then some. You're tuning in to Crushing at the Dark on the Honey Suite.
It's a prime time for our love. and the fun of it all.
A special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, are you an independent artist looking for online radio promotion? Well, the new season of the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio has started. And for only $5, we will spotlight you and your band on our segment called The Indie Blast. Receive a 15-minute interview with play of your hottest single. You will also get promotion on our social media profiles about your upcoming feature on our show. For an additional $20, we will create a featured profile of you and your band on our radio website. So place your order today. Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com.
The Honey Sweet, Crushing After Dark. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts. And tonight we're talking about threesomes and moresomes. And I asked the question, are threesomes every man's fantasy? 805-830-8320 is the question. The call in. Now, before I left, I also said something about the different dynamics of the threesomes. Now, being the person that I am and the stuff that I'm involved in, and let's not get into particulars, I've known about a few different aspects of it. Now, I've experienced a few, but only from one side. But there's different aspects up to there. There's the two guys and a female. There's the two females and a guy. And there's this aspect or fetish called cuckolding, which is when the female partner is having unprotected sex with one male, and then the next male or her husband or significant other come in after Woods, and sometimes he provides oral sex after the man came in her, and, you know, things of that nature. But that's all part of the fetish world where, you know, they like, I don't know what to call it, without it being rude, but when they like that, I'm not going to say weird because it's not taboo. There we go. When they like that taboo sex, the first guy ejaculates in her, and then the second guy comes behind and perform oral on her. I don't know about that. I don't think my heart can take that. It got to be some time in between them. They can't just come back to back. There got to be some time in between them. Got to be some douching or something in there. But, hey, that's what floats your boat. I'm not going to knock it. Sure not. But then you have the aspect of the threesomes where one is not interested. You know, you say, okay, I want this threesome. I'm excited. You get aroused. You start fantasizing, and then as it get closer to it happening, your mental starts playing tricks on you because now you're like, wait a minute, can I handle watching my significant other having relations with the opposite sex or, you know, with somebody other than me? I don't know. Sometimes your ego, your pride, sometimes your mind won't let that happen. So then the threesome becomes a horrid experience for you. And sometimes we only do it to satisfy our other, significant other. Sometimes you don't want to do it, but there's that stigma that if you don't provide everything for this man, that he will go out looking for it somewhere else. And that's interesting, because now my thing is this: if he or she is interested in a threesome, does that mean they are willing to cheat? That's my question. If he or she, your significant other, is interested in having a threesome and they bring it to you and you're like on the fence about it, does this mean, I mean, is that one of the first questions that comes to mind? Like, if you're willing to have somebody else come into our bedroom, that means you're willing to go out there and find something anew. I'm not enough for you. Interesting stuff, right? It's all a mental game. All a mental game. But like I said, it's something freaky. Oh. Shout out to Russ from across the pond out in London. He made it to the room. He said he's been getting here late. He never knew the stupid country changed his time back. Russ, really? Well, Russ, we're talking about threesome sex, more some sex, you know, some of your favorite topics. Right now, I ask two questions. I said, is threesome sex every man's fantasy? And I'm also asking if your partner, or if he or she is interested in even having a threesome sex, does that mean they are willing to cheat? I like multiple sex. You know, I'm about the swinger lifestyle I'm in. But not necessarily is it multiple sex. You don't have to have 12 partners at one time, even though I've had about five. Anyway, 805-830-8320. I'm going to see if I can get Russ to get on live with us as well. We'd love to hear from you, Russ, on your thoughts about threesome sex. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more, hopefully with Russ, about threesome, more some sex, when three is in a crowd. So we're leaving with the question, if he or she is interested in a threesome, does this mean they are willing to cheat? If you cannot make this show live, you could always hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/WRPF Radio. So if you can never make us live, you can always still answer the questions right there. And we'll share your opinions with our listeners on the next episode, because that's how we roll. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Waiting for you to tell me you were ready. No more. the way that just cuts off in the middle of me listening to it and singing and carrying on. Anyway, you're tuned into Crushing at the Dark on Phone Fantasy Radio. And we are just making it happen. That's what we're doing. Quit slacking and make it happen. Tomorrow night, we got Neo Soul songstress Takia Anderson coming to the Fantasy Limelight. I'm going to have some good music. I've been collecting some awesome submissions from indie artists from around the world. I got a little jazz. I got a little R&B, a little hip-hop. We definitely getting things in order here. As you know, it's the third Tuesday of the month, and this will be the official day, night, evening, for Crushing After Dark, where we talk about some of the more explicit topics. Get a little sexy. Right now we're talking about threesomes and moresomes and fantasies and experiences. Soon we got the What's in Your Honey Pot segment coming up. I got Russ in the chat room. Hey, Russ. And he's talking about facials. We didn't even go there, Russ. We didn't even go there. We're not even going to go there with you. The number to call in, 805-830-8320. You can connect to all our social networks at phonefantasyradio.com, our official website. We also got Tumblr as well, so you want to check that out. I try to update it. I try to keep it current, you know. I'm also looking for guest co-hosts. If you are interested in being my co-host on Phone Fantasy Radio for an episode, hit me up by email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and let's talk about it. Maybe we can come to some mutual agreement and have you a special guest co-host, have you even come up with a topic. I'm open to that. I'm open-minded. Shout out to Thursday, because that is the first day of spring officially. Get rid of this winter blues and get into the rebirth, the renewal for the seasons with spring, which is so awesome. Who doesn't love spring? St. Patty Day was yesterday. I didn't see much about it. Everything's supposed to be green, but it seemed calm. It seemed calm on St. Patty Day. But, you know, they got that 420 day coming up. Y'all know what happens on 420 day. Speaking of threesomes and moresomes, I'm supposed to be going to an event on Saturday. It's called, I'm not even going to tell you what it's called. I want to keep that a secret. It's by invite only. And I was invited. So I might go. I might go. This will be the first event or, you know, event of that nature that I've been to in about 2 years. My last appearance and event was in July of 2012. So now we're in 2014, so about a year and a half. I got mixed emotions. Like, I'm ready, but I'm not ready. I guess this is how I feel right before a threesome happens. Like, I want to, but I don't want to. And it's not because I know I can't handle myself. It's just that the stats go up way more from being sexually disappointing. For some people, threesomes or moresomes, sex relations is not what it's all cut out to be. You know, I think we all get this idea in our head, when we watch pornography, who I think is the backbone to the whole multiples in the bedroom situation. But, you know, you look at these videos, forgetting that they're staged. You know, this is staged. She's acting. They cut and paste it to look like that. And it don't really turn out like that. It don't turn out like that. But that's what we want to know. If he or she is interested in a threesome, does that mean they are willing to cheat? And also, is threesome sex relations every man's fantasy? I don't think so. Most men are selfish. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. If you got a problem with it, you can give me a call, 805-830-8320. And I see my great friend from across the pond, Russ, has made it. Hey, Sugar Bun.
Hello, gorgeous. How you doing?
You got to pull that mic back, Mom. Pull that mic back.
Put it back. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Hello, gorgeous boy. You okay?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm in bed. naked, listening to your great show, as usual.
Naked?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on a chair, looking at a computer screen, holding a phone with headphones on.
Well,
if
I was there, you wouldn't be wearing that nightie.
Oh, really? I'll be sitting here, Nikki, hosting my show.
Okay, then. Talking of threesomes, right, it's been a long while. I mean, remember, I'm an old man now. I'm 40 years old, all right? So it's been a long time since I've had a threesome. Actually, I tell a lie. I had a threesome the other night ago with Ben and Jerry.
Oh, I'm not even going to ask you how that turned out.
And that was it.
But do you remember your first threesome?
Well, yeah, because it's the only one I've ever had.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm ashamed to say.
How did that experience turn out for you? Was it everything you thought it would be, or was it...
No. Well, it's like you said, Crush, about the porno movies, right? Now, I thought it was going to be like a Ron Jeremy movie, because that's like one of my childhood heroes, you know? Like, everyone else had, you know, Mr. T or Spider-Man or Superman. Mine was Ron Jeremy. And I thought it was going to be like a Ron Jeremy flick. And but it wasn't like that, really. I mean, one woman accidentally farted.
Ew.
Yeah, and I've never seen that in a run. I've never seen Jenna Jameson do that.
All right.
Well, not yet, anyway. But, no, it wasn't like I expected. It's a bit like Jurassic Park, the movie. I thought it was going to be great, you know? But it didn't live up to what I expected. But, never mind.
Is that what turned you off to not doing it again?
No, I mean, I'm up for doing it again, baby. It's just I can't find any women to do it with me. But like I said, I'm getting old now. Maybe they don't want a death on their hands. I don't know. But, I mean, if I was there with you, me, you, and Lady C.
Oh.
I know Brick wouldn't, because I think Brick, she's got her high morals, isn't she?
So because I like threesomes, or I've been involved in threesomes, I don't have high morals.
No. You have wonderful morals, but Brick's is different, I think. And I think she's in a bad mood recently because she can't have her Diet Pepsi now, so...
Oh.
She loved her Diet Pepsi. No, her Pepsi. Loved her Pepsi.
Do you think threesome sex relations are every guy's fantasy?
I imagine so, yeah. I mean, it sounds shallow, I know, but... I think so, yeah.
And why is that?
Well, you have to take into consideration, and I'm going to tell you a secret now. Well, I'm telling everyone a secret because I'm live on air. But men don't grow up, all right? It don't matter what nationality they are, if they're black or white or green. It don't matter if they're a janitor like I was, or if they're the president of the United States of America. Don't matter. Rocket scientists, whatever. Men don't grow up.
Men don't grow up. Interesting. Very
so,
interesting.
But I think if any woman don't know, I think a woman with half a brain should know that by now anyway.
Yeah.
But this is just my opinion.
Yes, this is. But, okay, so I'm interested in it. You're interested in it. Does this next question apply? If he or she is interested in a threesome, does this mean they are willing to cheat?
I think if they're interested in a threesome, are they willing to cheat? I don't know. I think it depends on the person. I think if the couple was having threesomes, there wouldn't be any cheating because they wouldn't have the energy. But I mean, that's not answering your question. I mean, it all depends on the person, babe.
I think so too. I really do. Threesomes, it's a very emotional thing, especially for women. You know, you're trying to please two individuals, whether it be two females or, I mean, whether it be guys or another female, you know, you're always on your P's and Q's. And I think that the fact that women have this stigma about having multiple partners to begin with, whether it be at the same time or at different times, we have this stigma about us. Like, if you like to have sex relations and you do it with a lot of different guys, you know, they'll consider you a hoe or a whore, or, you know, we got all these negative...
That is true.
...content, you know, surrounding it. So when it comes to threesomes, I don't want to admit it, because now you're going to look at me in a different light. And there's, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, you're begging me because it's something that you want. But if it was something that I wanted, you would have had a different tone.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so hard for some of these guys to actually have this fantasy come true.
Yeah.
And they have the insecurities for the woman when, you know, are they going to like it? Am I doing a good job? Is she better than me? You know, we already have this going on. If you ask me for a threesome, I'm like, well, am I not enough for you?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not satisfying you. So, you know, the cheating thing comes in mind, you know, and it's not because, like you said, I guess it depends on the individual, you know, but...
Well, I mean, they say, like, you know, swinging couples. I mean, over the years, I've known these swinging... You're a swinger, but I've known these swinging married couples. And if the truth's known, they're probably the most honest couples there are, because normally everything they do is with each other's consent, and 9 times out of 10, they're there anyway. I mean, that's nothing to do with what you're saying, I know. But getting back to threesomes, the thing is, I think with a lot of men, what they want is to be him, her, and another woman. And they expect the wife or the girlfriend just to have another woman, but they don't want another man involved.
No.
And no, I think most men are like
that. And that's another thing. You know, women, we want two guys. And the men, they want two women. And, you know, we are more, I guess, open to the idea. You know, because we are women. We're comfortable with each other. We're comfortable around each other. So, you know, it's more likely for me to fulfill your fantasy of a threesome than for you to fulfill my fantasy of a threesome because of that stigma and that double standard once again.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, when you even like in society, like Western society, it's always considered cute or, what's the word, cool for a woman to have maybe made out with a woman, but it's not okay for a man to touch a man in that way. That's considered icky, like an icky thing, you know. So this is like what you just said. But that's our culture. I mean, I'm talking about the Western cultures. I don't know about other cultures. You know. But.
Yeah, and the situation where if you get hard in a room with another guy, or if you have, I mean, there's so many different stigmas around it. And like I said earlier in the show, I think that if you are even open to the possibility of having multiple partners, then you're at the baseline of, you know, being considered freaky.
Yeah.
You have to have a certain mindset to even enjoy it, to even, you know, put it together and wrap your mind around the concept of it. Just because I have this person inside our bedroom doesn't necessarily mean I don't love you or I don't find you attractive. Maybe you're just not adequate enough. Or maybe I just want to explore that and I want to share that with you because you do satisfy me. You do heighten my senses and I would just love to have you around. You know, it don't always have to be a negative thing like you're inadequate.
Yeah. I mean, like you say, it depends on the people. I mean, I had a very jealous girlfriend once, and she was a very jealous woman crush.
Yeah.
And one night she said to me, she said, "Russ, are you having sex behind my back?" And I said, "Well, yeah. Who did you think it was then?"
That's
a silly bitch. But I mean. But the thing is, crush. I mean, I have to say, I'm single now. If I had a girlfriend or a wife, and I saw you in the room, I would automatically want to have you because you're gorgeous, and I think you know that, and well, all the men do anyway.
Oh, thank you very much.
No. Thank you.
The jealous girlfriend. That was going to lead into my next question. Can a threesome break or make a relationship?
Well, in the words of my hero, Dennis Coles, a.k.a. Ghostface Killer, he once said that it's a man's duty to have a threesome with two women, and it's a woman's duty to let it happen.
Really? He said that?
Yeah.
Interesting. But now I wonder, will he satisfy her dreams or fantasies of it?
My hero, Dennis Coles, a.k.a. Ghostface Killer, is made a point. I was listening to this on a radio show on the internet. It was one of the shows with Funk Master Flex, you know, and he was talking about women, and he said, why is everyone assuming that women have to be the same as men today? Why have women got to be the same as men? Because we're not the same. Women want this and women want that. Women
take it to a whole other show. But
yeah.
It's not the fact that we want to be like men, but we do have emotions, we do feel, and we do need to express ourselves just like a man do. And that it does involve being a sexual being. We're not robots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. Satisfied to begin with. I think that's where they're getting that confused. It's not like I want to be like a man, but I do have needs and interests and fantasies just like you do.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
Yeah, but I think he thinks that women should keep it inside, but a man. But that's Ghostface Killer for you. That's why we love him.
We should because he feels inadequate. Yes, I'm saying that. Because he feels inadequate or insecure around his woman, then as a female or as a woman, we shouldn't express ourselves. Are you lost his rabbit, Ma?
Yeah. Well, that's ghost faced for you, babe. You see? And that's why I'm called Rusty Russ, and that's why he's
this is why you're called Rusty Russ.
I'm totally different, you see. I'm like the modern man of hip hop, you see, I am. Yeah. I'm a woman.
Okay. Well, folks, I'm going to take a quick break, get into some more music, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. Join us, 805-830-8320, press 1. I got Rusty Russ from across the pond over in the UK right now holding down with me, and we're asking when we come back, are there rules or regulations that come with threesome relations? All right, folks. Be right back, Russ.
Yeah! thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life, and we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover, baby. It's love. Last forever.
Welcome back to Freshen at the Dark on the Honey Suite. I want to give a shout-out to the Truth Brothers Radio. Got Devon and Ray over there every Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. Definitely look for them on Facebook under Truth Brothers, T-R-U-F-B-R-O-S. So check them out. So we're talking about threesomes and moresomes right here. This is a conversation long coming. Like, I've been playing this conversation for a minute. Tomorrow night we have Takiya Anderson, Neo Soul's R&B songstress, coming through. What else? We'll be back on it Monday for Musically Inclined. You know how we do. Monday, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I got my good friend Russ from across the pond who just joined the conversation with me about threesomes and moresomes and when three isn't a crowd.
Oh, bye.
Hey, Russ. So, Russ.
Black reporter. Black reporter.
Big up to Black reporter, wherever he may be. So, Russ, before I left, I gave you time to think about it.
What?
Are there rules or regulations that come with threesome relations? We have the contract rules with the friends with benefits situation. Same thing with threesomes?
Well, the only rules I had, personally, was that there was one penis and two vaginas. I had the penis, and the two women had vaginas. No other penis is there. The other rule was that they had teeth.
Because
if a woman hasn't got teeth, you can't really trust her.
Doesn't have teeth, you can't trust her? I thought that was like the ultimate fantasy right there, to get somebody with just gums.
Oh, no, it's good from that point of view, but if she's got no teeth, she might have something wrong with her. That's what I mean.
Oh.
But from the kinky side, but then again, I would have to call her gummy.
Yes, you would. I think there are some rules and regulations when it comes to any multiple situations, just like in a friends with benefits and, going to like a swing party. I think there definitely have to be some ground rules. One, I would be the number one rule in my book would be protection. Everybody got used to
it. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I left that out, but that's true, yeah.
Everybody got used to it. Whether it's somebody close to me or whether it's somebody distant from me, I don't know what you be doing. And I'm not willing to take that chance.
That's true.
I think contact will also be a rule. Something like, beyond this bedroom, y'all can't talk for a certain period of time. No secret communication behind my back type situation. And
facials. I know you would facials would have to be on your contract, or am I right, Crush?
I don't know. Because I like those.
Your facials, yeah. Mm-hmm. And listeners, we're not talking about the facials you see on QVC. Not them kind of facials, oh no.
No, listeners, we're talking about the actual ejaculation on the face and tits. I wouldn't mind that, though.
You like that?
I like that.
You're the facial princess.
Not the face you princess. But I do like it. It doesn't bother me. Because I'm not a swallower. So that's been something that I like. I like the titty shots. I like facials. I like the booty shots.
See that?
I don't like belly shots.
that is a turn on for me.
What?
A bit, the fact you say that, because a lot of men assume that you only see it in porno movies because it's one sided. But the fact you right. like facials, that to me, that is a turn on. Personally. Yeah.
You know, especially when you're a shit talker. When you, you know, get into that point where you ready to release and you just start talking all types of mess, you know, I think that enhances it.
Worst thing I've ever done, Crushed, worst thing I've ever done, I was talking during sex, and I don't know how it happened, Crush. I don't know how it happened. I suddenly started doing an American accent.
You did what
during sex? I did an American accent. I don't know where it came from. This American accent came out of nowhere, and it was me doing it. I don't know why.
We were talking about the rules and regulations when it comes to a threesome. And one of the rules and regulations I would have in place is I got to pick the partner. Whether it be a female or a male, I got to pick her or him. I'm open to either or, but I want to say who it is. Especially since I have not had relations with a woman. You know, in a threesome, I think that it's not mandatory, but, you know, it's something that would, you know, happen. So, I would want to be, you know, shout out to my background.
Is that Max?
No, that's not Max. Max is actually laying on the edge of the bed, trying to keep his eyes open.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in that mode right now. It'd be around another hour and a half. He'll get up and start jumping around and zooming back and forth from the window. Like, he likes to go outside.
Yeah. Nursing. Best pets in the world, cats.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Fascinating. So what other rules you think would be in play? I would say no communication afterwards. I mean, even if y'all friends, I don't want y'all talking afterwards because now you got this flashback every time you see her. And, it, you know, she did a better job than I did, which I doubt.
Do you know, Crush, you was talking about safe sex. Do you know what the safest sex is?
None.
Never giving your phone number.
No, you can do that. Phone sex is pretty safe. And rewarding for some, like me. Y'all need to go to superfluffyflirt.com. I haven't had no calls in a while, speaking of phone sex. But anyway. What else? What other rules would you put out there, Russ?
Make sure she's not a hooker.
Oh, what?
A hooker or an ex-hooker. Or you've got to be careful. She's not a hooker who expects to get paid. Because that nearly happened to me. I was in a club once in London, and there was this hooker there, and she had ginger hair. I think she was orange, pay as you go. And I heard she went with a couple of men for a threesome, and they thought it was a general thing, and she expected money at the end of the night.
Oh.
And you have to pay up, because if you don't pay up, you get beat up. You know?
It's true. So
you've got to be careful that it's a
neutral thing.
Yeah. You don't know money involved, babe. No, no. Mm-hmm.
It gotta be a safe environment. I think there should be a safe word.
Not the park.
Huh?
David Park.
And you need to know how freaky these people are. Because you may go and see, going in thinking it's going to be some regular stuff. Y'all just going to have relations and talk shit and drink and eat. And then next thing you know, they're pulling out whips and feathers and handcuffs. And,
you're just
not about that life.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. Handcuffs, that freaks me out. I've never had that, and that would freak me out. If they were real handcuffs, not the ones you can break off, but if they were real handcuffs, that would freak me out.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I've watched too many horror movies, I don't know, but... Yeah. But I'm not into all that anyway, all that... bondage stuff that don't turn me on. You don't see things where you put the ball in the mouth and the strap. I don't understand all that shit. But that's just me, you know?
I laugh too much. I'm such a jolly person. I can't do domination. I would like to try it. You know, just the sense of talking shit and getting into that mode, but I'm not a good actress. I'm too emotional. But we're coming towards the end of our conversation. This is a time where we, what's in your honey pot? That's what we're talking about right now. This is a segment where we ask a question of the night, and we get your opinions on it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the rest of the show, what's in your honey pot. 805-830-8320. Be right back.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, Grey Goose tripping in the bathroom, blood stained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We don't. We are caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with it. We didn't come from money, but every song's like gold teeth, Grey Goose tripping in the bathroom, blood stained ball gown, trash in our hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We're not caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. Kind of love to see for us. We crave a different kind of life. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen. Life is great without a care. We're not caught up in your love affair. We're bigger than we've ever dreamed, and I'm in love with being queen. Being queen, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. Kind of life to sing for us. We crave a different kind of life. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule.
Jamming your airwaves.
Laying the hottest R&B and hip hop.
Yes.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Shout out to me not paying attention. All right, folks. You are tuned into Crushing at the Dark right here in the Honey Suite. Normally, I will shut the show down, but I did say we was gonna have our new segment. What's in your honey pot? This is a question of the night sort of part of the show where we just get your opinion on different things. And tonight's question of the night is, what is your sexual fantasy? What is it that you wish, dream, hope would happen to you sexually, physically, emotionally, mentally? What is it? Let us know. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. And I got my good friend from across the pond, Mr. Russ.
in the building right now. If you are tuned in, you want to get online with us, press 1, and I know to bring you on. So, Russ.
Hello, babe.
You like my song selection?
I do, babe, yeah, I do. She's Adele, she's from my hometown. She's big in America now, I heard.
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah, no, Adele.
Adele? Oh, Adele, yeah.
She's
yeah.
from London.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew she was big in America. I didn't
oh,
know that.
Oh, yeah. We love her, Adele. There's another artist that I'm feeling right now, Emily, I think her name is.
All right.
Emily?
No.
Huh?
Where's she from?
She's from the UK.
Oh, right.
I don't know exactly where she's from, but...
Oh, what?
Right.
I'll have to check her out. Oh, yeah, I know the one you mean. Yeah, I know.
Emily's
Yeah.
Song?
Yeah.
Is it
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like her?
Yeah. I'm not very up to date with pop music. Normally I'm more underground hip hop. That's me, but it's only when I hear your show I'll get to listen to the new pop music stuff, you know.
Okay, well, I'll play a song for her the next break we have. I see I have her on my list, so I'll definitely add her.
Okay, bye.
I got feedback going on. Do you have me live? Or is that just my...
I would love to have you live, babe.
Well, you know what I mean.
and a facial. No, you saw it sounds right here.
Excuse me. So... what's your sexual fantasy, sir?
Nothing.
Question, right?
Nothing outlandish. Nothing. I don't know. I mean, nothing special, really. Just to. I mean, as you know, I mean, I only like black women anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are listening, I'm a white man. So, I was the last time I looked. But, I don't know, baby. It's nothing... I mean, some people have a sexual fantasy when they're on a beach that, with angels flying over them. I don't understand all that shit. You know...
Okay, so one of my fantasies is a gangbang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a gangbang.
Well, that would be mine, but a bit with women, obviously. But
yeah, with women.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want a lot. You don't have to give me a lot. Give me about 7, average size. Great looking. Awesome personality. We have a dinner party. I get compliments. I'm like, and you know, I'm sitting on my throne, pointing them out like you're next, and you're next.
Crush, may I ask you a question?
Huh?
How comes? Or maybe you have thought about it, or maybe you've even done it. I mean, I don't know, but you've never got into porn. You would have been brilliant in that, like specialized porn, you know, for big black women.
Nah. Mm-mm.
You've never even thought about it. Never thought about it.
I did. Hence the name of Crush Heart. When I first, you know, got onto the scene, that was why I called myself La Crush Heart.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to be, you know, Big Black Magazine, Big Butt Magazine, and I wanted to be on all the, you know, BBW sites and everything. And then I started seeing some of the stuff behind the scenes. I started hearing the stories and the experience that some of the other BBW women were having in the New York City area, and it just turned me off.
and
turned me off, and I never got that far.
And also, I don't, if it's all like this, but the ones I've seen, there's no condoms, so you have to have, obviously you have to have a certificate and a HIV test, and then sometimes the person doesn't, they use a fake certificate, and then there's like that happened in California many times, you know, someone's got a fake certificate saying they're HIV okay, and then they infect someone, you know, so I think that would turn me off.
Okay, back to my fantasy. Let's not get all serious now.
Yeah, sorry, babe, yeah.
Back to my fantasy of being queen bee. Okay, got to be 10 guys, because some got to be servers, and everybody's not going to have the opportunity to have relations with me. You got to have those that look and be envious, and I have to have one that's just begging. He just got to sit in the corner. He got to beg me. Oh, baby, can I just suck on your toe? Or can I just get a nipple? Can you just do that for me? Please. Oh, please. That's my fantasy.
All right. You want to suck his toe, or you want him to suck your toe?
No, what are you doing? No.
Oh, you want him to suck your toe?
Stop. All You're right. destroying my fantasy.
Sorry, buddy.
Anyway,
sorry.
We got another call coming in from the 786 area code. Your name and where you calling from?
Hello. This is Buddha, calling from Florida.
Hi, Buddha.
What's going on, Haiti?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I saw your thing come up on my feed, and I was like, let me call and see how y'all doing.
Hello, mate.
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to your fantasy, and we have a very similar fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very, very similar fantasy, except mine would have more than 10. But mine would also include, like, almost like a big room, a big padded room, mm-hmm. where everybody's oiled up, and I could just jump in the middle and just slide all through everybody. Like, I got lips, tongues, everybody's just touching me everywhere. It's just, I'm engulfed. And man, I saw a picture, it was a painting, really, of this guy was like laying in the middle, and it just, I don't know, have you seen the movie, one of the alien movies where she just jumped down and were all the aliens, and it was just all, it was just, she just got totally engulfed. Yeah, that's a bunch of thick, fine women of all nationalities. I just want to be engulfed and just, yeah. My bad, I got lost in that moment. You know.
Are you feeling some type of way, Buddha?
Yeah, what? I'm just saying. But I wanted to start off in my little tone, you know, picking which ones
like
I want.
You're feeling some type of way right now.
Being fed, being roared down, rubbed down, all the man, what? and I'm walking to my chamber where I step down into this swimming pool of plethora.
Swimming pool? I haven't even gone that far.
Yeah, it's like a shallow pool. But it's not. It's shaped like a pool, but it's padded, mm-hmm. and everybody's just oiled down and rubbing and sliding amongst each other. It's like it's almost like it's like a symphony, you know. Uh-huh. Everything's just like a well-oiled machine. I'm just stepping right into it. It's perfect.
It sounds good.
Yeah, Buddha.
Yeah.
Thing is, I mean, you're in Florida, so your swimming pool will be all nice and warm, but Crush is in Brooklyn.
Right, I know, it's kind of cold, but it'll be indoor. Indoor.
Okay, indoor pool, we can
control it. Yeah, indoor.
Fair enough.
Because you know it got to be a little cold, because I want my nipples.
Right.
Nipples got to be nice and hard. Yeah.
I just thought about that. Yeah. Now I'm catching a little flack right now. I'm talking about my fantasy. You know, tell me your fantasy.
Yeah,
you might be a little biased. My swimming pool full of mud.
I want the swimming pool. I don't mind the water.
You wasn't even 5'4".
Yeah, I don't mind the water.
You can lotion me up afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. She reminded me of something. I said, I need five chicks, right? I need one for each limb, each part, including my mouth, like my arms. What was it? In my lap, both hands, my face.
Torso, right.
An extra just to catch up the slack.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no, I had two on the genitalia. One of each hands and one on my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
A nice warm shower.
Yeah.
All right. Gotta be a bath.
Yeah.
I want you to... Yeah, got to get a bath. Bubble bath is fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be in a jacuzzi now that I think about it. Throw some soap in a jacuzzi. Got the bubbles going. They looking fine.
I am. I'm not getting your spot. Damn that.
So we have somebody in the chat room. Me, just me, added something. He said rules and guidelines are important for sure. And he said in his situation, the rule is that he gets to fuck my wife and I get to eat her out. Okay.
Ready?
Me, just me. We were talking about threesomes earlier, and I asked a question.
Right.
Were rules and regulations required for a threesome? And somebody
initially, it depends on the person.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody jumped in my chat room and he said they are important.
Oh, okay.
And he said
you definitely want to have some. Depends on the couple, you know.
Right, right.
You don't want to break. You don't hurt no feelings. You know, want nobody feeling the way.
Right.
So you kind of give an understanding about threesomes. Yeah, threesomes. You do have to have an understanding.
Mm-hmm. And we also asked,
you mess around. And hurt your significant other's feelings, you have a problem.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's
so
what I asked.
Definitely want
a threesome make or break a relationship?
Oh yeah, it can. It can if you go about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
It can make one too now.
Mhm. Mhm. And then we ask if he or she is interested in a threesome. Does that mean they are willing to cheat?
No, not necessarily. They're coming to you beforehand, you know. That means they want to share in that experience with you. They want to kind of broaden the experience
of
their sexuality.
Do I have to worry in the back of my mind that you would cheat on me to go find it elsewhere?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they just freaking want to do it because they're comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm. This is
fine. But it's not necessarily a precursor to somebody wanting to cheat on you, though. Could be just a fantasy they want to share with you.
Yes, this is true. Buddha.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been all right.
Okay.
It's
like we haven't spoken.
It's working. It's been a while. We supposed to did the little thing together, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I told you I would do it with you. I ain't a problem.
You just get missing on me.
Oh, my number don't change. Just call me. For real. I have no problem. You know I like to talk on this thing with you. I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to contact you later. But actually, I got to talk to you later about that. Anyway, folks, tomorrow night I'm back on air, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Okay.
Fantasy Limelight. I got neo soul artist Takia Anderson coming to the airways with me, and I get to listen to her music and talk to her and get to know about her a little bit more. So that's Takia Anderson, neo soul songstress, tomorrow night on the Fantasy Limelight, and that's how we're gonna end the week. Thank you, Buddha. Thank you, Russ. Any shout out? Final thoughts?
Shout out to LaCrush Hearts.
Yeah. What about you, Russ?
I want to do a shout out to LaCrush Hearts, Buddha in Florida, the me person in the chat room, and everyone, and Black Reporter.
Right, shout out to Black Reporter, wherever he may be. I hope he's safe. I hope he's doing well.
How you doing?
I haven't heard. I don't know.
You got missing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing things dolo right now, Monday to Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. That's Phone Fantasy Radio for y'all. I want to say shout out to everybody that tuned in, that's willing to listen, that's going to listen. Once again, if you want to be a special guest co-host, send me an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com, as always. And
I want to come on and be your sex guru.
You want to be my who?
I want to come on and be the sex guru for men.
The guru for men?
Yeah.
I need that. I actually do have a segment that I started every first Tuesday of the month.
I still don't want to get a women do and don't.
Okay. We'll work something out. We'll definitely work something out.
Put some of y'all females up on game.
PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website, folks. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter and everything in between. And I will see y'all tomorrow night. We're going to leave you
awesome.
Up for the call. See
you back
later.
We outy.
Hit me up.
We outy.
Wait, hold on. That's wrong.
We outy.
I've never seen it.
Okay, there we go.
So I'm not gonna lie, but don't ever question if my heart beats only for you. It beats only for you. No, I'm far from perfect, nothing like your entourage. I can't grant you any wishes, I won't promise you the stars. But don't ever question. When you're giving up, when no matter what you're
so. Lupus heart is a whole thing. Super fluffy, flirty miss. From entertainment to enlightenment. This show you don't want to miss. Time to freak a fantasy limelight. Musically and conscious question, not the dog. Phone fantasyradio.com. 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.